In Pennsylvania, black bears were once rare, but in the last few decades, their population has rebounded. The state keeps track of hundreds of these bears by trapping and tagging them. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier went out with a team looking for bears and has our story.
On a small forest road, Emily Carollo steers a big pickup truck around a sharp curve.
So this spot that we're going to that you'll see is actually pretty cool. It's got a really good travel corridor, so it's right on off of a power line.
Carollo is the black bear biologist for the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Today, she and a pair of helpers, a state biologist and a forester, are in a forest in central Pennsylvania. She stops the truck near one of her traps. She checks her supplies, which include a bucket full of today's bait, donuts.
Just baked goods. They're the best bait.
The trap is a 2.5-foot diameter tube with a trap door on one end. The trap door is down. There's a bear inside. Carollo points a small flashlight through the metal grating. Inside, we see the head of a large black bear. Long brown snout, round teddy bear ears, dark eyes. Carollo pulls me aside to give a warning.
Just FYI, he might charge out the door. It's fine. He's not going to get through, but he might charge out the door.
Seconds later, the bear charges the door, then starts making this weird sound with its mouth.
That's actually a great sound. That's what they make when they're nervous. He's trying to tell us to back off.
Carollo says these charges are almost always bluffs, meant to scare away a potential aggressor.
It's okay, big boy. It's all right.
She loads up the tranquilizer dart gun, takes aim for his shoulder, and pulls the trigger. After 15 minutes, she bangs on the cage to see if he's awake. With the bear asleep or something close to it, Carollo crawls into the trap and puts rope cuffs around his paws. She and her helpers pull the bear out. The bear is huge, a male, 6 feet long, with a massive head and powerful limbs. Its paws measure 6 inches wide. She says he's over 300 pounds.
He's in really good shape. You know, his coat looks great. You know, he's clearly getting plenty to eat. He's in really excellent shape.
Carollo takes its temperature, measures its head and torso, and shaves a patch of hair off the bear's ears, where Carollo will put its tags. This big guy is one of about 700 bears the Game Commission will tag this year. The state uses these tags to estimate the overall bear population, which has been growing.
You know, back in the 70s, they were practically decimated into small subpopulations that could really only be found in the north central and the northeast part of the state.
That changed after the state placed limits on bear hunting. Since then, the population has taken off. Right now, around 16,000 black bears live in Pennsylvania.
It's a really great place to be a bear. There's plenty of food, there's plenty of land, there's plenty of resources for them.
Carollo gives the bear another shot, this time to wake him up. A few minutes later, he gets up, stumbles a little, then quickly gallops away. Carollo says the data she's collected, like blood samples, hair, and teeth, will help biologists understand the bear population down the road, and even help fight diseases like mange. It will also help guide decisions to limit human and bear interactions. The state gets more than 1,000 calls a year from people who've encountered bears in campgrounds, their backyards, or other places. She says the bears, if left alone, aren't dangerous.
Black bears are essentially just big pussycats. They really want nothing to do with people.
The problem, she says, is some people still try to feed the bears. Those that get used to human food often get euthanized because they can't change their habits. That's why the census is important. It helps the state manage the fall bear hunt to keep bears away from areas with lots of people.
You know, we are biologists, but in reality, we're mostly managing people. We're making management plans that help kind of construct rules and regulations and how to get people to behave, to be able to interact with wildlife so we can maintain these populations and preserve them for future generations.
Carollo refills the trap with donuts, then gets back in her truck. About an hour later, she pulls up to another site. She looks to see if a bear has found her trap.
Uh-oh, this door's down.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Carollo is happy to have another bear today. This one's a female. She'll tag and process this bear too and send her on her way.
Mama, oh, you're a good-looking girl.
For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.